We are live.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, man?
¿Cómo estás?
Good, good. That means how are you for all the non-Spanish speakers out there? Pretty good, man. How about you?
I'm doing fine, bro. Just here excited, drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. Yeah, bro. Coffee. Good shit. What type of coffee you drinking?
What was it? A nitro cold brew?
Okay, definitely. I'm drinking coffee too, so I'm gonna have to join you, brother. Cheers. Cheers, cheers. Yeah, I'm drinking a mocha cold brew, just regular coffee. You want to tell them where we got coffee at?
We got some coffee at Black Rifle Coffee mm-hmm. Company.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2014.
Established in 2014. You heard the man. Let's get the business. So we're hoping everybody's having a beautiful Sunday or whatever day it is. We hope it's good, blessed, you know, filled with joy, abundance.
Abundance?
Mm-hmm.
And some food?
Nah. You know what abundance are, right?
No.
You know what abundance is? Abundance is like a large amount of whatever. Like, let's say I wish you a happy birthday, many
abundances.
Blendings in abundance. Like, I'm wishing you an abundance of blessings. So, like, an enormous amount.
In abundance.
In abundance, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm wishing you...
You said and abundance.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
I'm wishing you an abundance of coffee, which means, like, all the coffee you want pretty
bro,
much.
Bro, thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank
so
you, bro.
Whatever it is y'all want, I hope it's in abundance. Which is what I mean, like, in blessings, you know, money, family, love, etc., all that good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel that my headphones are kind of slipping off because of my glasses, so I might have to be correcting that. But yeah, man, today's a good day so far.
Did you hit the pen?
I have not yet.
You have not hit the pen. Man, I thought you were already high.
Nah, not yet. Should I?
But yeah, should I? Go for it.
All right, fuck it. Why not? If I die, it's because of you.
Bro, you're not gonna die. All
right.
But talking about being high.
Mm-hmm.
Last Friday.
Yes.
Right. We went to class. Jiu-jitsu class. And before going in, what happened?
We did a little choke and tote, I guess.
Choke and tote.
That's a good word. We had a little sesh, I think. Right?
We ignited the plan of knowledge. And We took in all its power.
Yeah, we pretty much sparked up the earth in our hands, or part of the
we
earth.
We hit the blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Not a blunt, it was a wrap.
True.
We don't want to seem, you know.
Yeah, we don't fake news over here. Fake news.
Oh, yeah, fake news. No fake news.
No fake news.
Nothing fake around here, man.
But yeah, bro, so like we smoked before going into class.
Yeah.
And how was your experience rolling high?
My experience, it was my second time, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe it was my second time.
Like,
no.
You had done the pen before.
Yeah, the pen, but an actual, like, flower and stuff like that. So this would be my first actual, what's it called, good high, I guess?
Yeah.
It was pretty dope. I mean, first of all, when I walked in, I was like, well, before I was walking in, I was like, I probably smell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I even had my shirt off in the car.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't smell. So that was the first thing on my mind. Like, yo, these guys are going to know. They're going to smell me or whatnot. And, I walked in there super chill. I was like, oh, wait, that professor. He's like, hey, what's up, guys? You know, walked in like nothing. At the locker room, I started laughing. You noticed I was laughing, right?
Yeah, I noticed you were kind of like, I guess, nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Or
a little bit.
You know?
Yeah, I was trying to find my shit in my bag. Everything seemed like it got lost.
Yeah, so you got pretty high.
Yeah, pretty fucking high. And then I'm like changing. I'm asking you questions already off the bat. Do you think they know? Yeah. And then you're like, I don't know. And like, why would you assume that they would think of that first? Remember?
Yeah. Like, what was? Yeah. I asked you like, what would you think? That's the first thing, like, you know, that would come up to their heads.
I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I think that's the first thing you kind of assume
you.
Whenever you are high, when you enter
a place
that people.
Okay.
Aren't high, or usually, you know, just in public, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was just the first thing on my mind. Like, yo, what if they know? And if they do know, then they either, two things, they tell me, are you high? Or they're like, oh, this dude is high, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, I hope. At least, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my first thing. But drilling, well, what did we drill that day?
So we were doing, I think, it was escape from guard.
Yeah, that's the door. I think Riley got in my door.
Oh, okay. Escape from guard, right? Yeah. Close guard?
Escape from guard. Or yeah, no? Yeah, we're working on guard, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then we're working on getting to the X position. Mm-hmm. The Lehiva X.
Oh, yeah, the Lehiva X.
And then, bro, like, I remember I would get lost, like, during the drill. So, like, when we started, you know, that's why I would tell you to, like, oh, shit, like, kind of, like, remind me to, like, reset.
Oh, okay, you know? Reset position?
Yeah, because then, like, we just kept going, you know?
I think there was two of them where we just kept going.
Yeah, we just kept going.
And, yeah, instead of, like, one person passes the guard, and yeah, then, you know, we reset, obviously, right? Yeah,
just keep going on the, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember it was one of the I felt like I was more creative.
You're more creative?
In a way. Okay. Like, I felt like, not creative, really, because, you know, I did the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I found myself thinking of other stuff I could do in the moment. You know, like,
other possibilities? Or
yeah. So, like, I remember, like, I had you, you know, I was in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I had you on the X.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm pretty sure you remember, bro, because I was like, bro, are you okay? Remember when you fell on your head?
Oh, I fell right on my head.
Bro. Yeah, bro.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, bro.
How did I fall? Like, face forward?
Yeah, bro, because, like, I had you on the X, and then you had your hand on my foot. You mm-hmm. know how the professor says, you know, like, you want to push the foot away?
Yeah, for sure.
From the hit,
mm-hmm.
you know? But then I wanted to make you post.
Mm.
So I pulled you forward from the Lehiva X, and you didn't post. So you you just fucking fell on your face, bro.
Yeah, I remember falling, but yeah. I just forgot about that.
I was experience. Like, bro, you okay? You were like, you were shaking your head. Yeah, like at first, you know, you were like, yeah, yeah.
Did you think anyone saw?
I think so, maybe.
Like, this motherfucker just hit his head.
Yeah, you didn't pose.
I did it. I was too busy on your feet, bro.
Yeah, bro, and then like, yeah, because usually like, that was the first time me trying to pose, like trying to make somebody pose.
Okay.
But, like, I felt I had the leverage to pull you.
Okay, whenever you pulled me?
Yeah. You know?
What'd you pull me with the grips, right? My collars on my sleeves?
fuck.
I think you had my sleeves, right?
I had you. Well, I had, no, I was just holding your foot, and then I think I had, yeah, I was pulling from your collar.
Oh, okay, so you're pulling from my collar. Okay.
Yeah, I think I was pulling from your collar. I was yeah. like this,
uh-huh.
you know, grabbing you from your collar. Yeah, and then yeah. I had my arm wrapped around your ankle, grabbing my...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My collar. Or,
oh, really?
You know? Yeah.
You were grabbing your own collar?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's why I couldn't get that bitch out.
Yeah, I had your foot, like,
yeah,
in here, bro. And then, mm-hmm. you know, like, my foot, my left knee was under or behind your leg.
Yeah.
And then my right foot was on your hip. And then that's the one you were trying to take... Well, it was... Was it on the hip or was it in the back?
Nah, it was on my hip.
It was. So I was trying to get. I don't know what the fuck I was trying to do.
Maybe an S guard, maybe some shit. Yeah, well, that was what I was focusing on because professor was like,
he. Maybe I didn't have you on the X, right? Or maybe.
Nah, or maybe it probably wasn't an X. I think it was I think it was the X, but all I remember is that day we were just drilling on balancing. Remember?
Yeah.
Professor was saying do two, you know, he was saying do one, just your legs, mm-hmm. and then the other two with your arms and just balance. So that's why I was like, put me in this position. And I was telling you, like, tip me over or whatever, because my whole job is just to balance.
Yeah.
So I'm just there balancing. And then I think I was balancing good. And then you hit me with the pulling where I didn't post.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Which threw my balance off, but I mean, overall, that was what we were supposed to drill, but that was pretty funny. So you were saying that you were more in the moment, and because of your status, what? Oh my god, bro! quick, should we tell him a little bit,
bro? I mean, it's up to you, really.
yeah, I don't know. There's this person who's just really...
Like, okay, let's tell him about our friend.
Our friend?
Yeah, like what he told us. You know, that he went on a date with this girl.
Oh, fucking Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you remember the story?
Yeah, so Brandon was, he Snapchatted both of us on the chat, right?
No, Brandon from the, no, remember that day at the gym? You know, like, he was telling us that he went on a date with this girl, mm-hmm. Hannah, right?
No, it wasn't Brandon, then it was like,
it was Brandon?
It was Ricardo. No, not Ricardo. No,
that was Ricardo, bro.
No, what's his name? Sam. Samuel.
Bro, it was my boy Samuel. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
It's because there's so many Brandons at our gym.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
That's why there's no Samuel. Yeah, so catch it up again. So Samuel was telling us that he went on a date with this girl.
Yeah, he was saying he went out with this girl, Hannah. You know, from Hannah Montana. I think that's why I remember.
Miley Cyrus. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, she was like Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh shit. And
yeah.
And then he was saying how, like they went on a it was like the first date, I believe, right?
Yeah.
It was the first date, and I think she lives kind of far, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah.
You know, he had to drive over there like an hour and some minutes.
Yeah, he was saying it took some work, definitely.
To get there, right? Not to get to the date, but just to get there.
Yeah, to get there overall, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and then... what happened? Where'd they go? Remember?
Yeah, he said that they went to go eat... they went to go get dessert.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like ice cream or something like that.
Yeah.
He said they went to go get ice cream. And he said that he picked her up from her apartment.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah, so right off the bat he's like, oh dang, like I guess I'm going to her apartment or whatever. Opened the door and it was just...
Wait, so do you remember he went up there, like knocked on the door?
Yeah, he told us.
For real?
Yeah, cause he said that he got lost trying to find the place.
Oh shit, okay.
He was on the other side or something like that, right? Yeah. So he couldn't find
it. Did he go in right away?
Nah, he said that he just he went there. He knocked the door and right away, bro, like the second knock, boom, open.
Damn.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, hey, you know.
She was ready.
Yeah.
She was ready.
She was
ready to go. Okay.
For sure. And then he was like, oh, hey, what's up? And then, yeah, he said that it was just one of those.
Did they hug? You remember?
Yeah.
They hugged?
Yeah, they did a little side hug, you know.
Oh, okay. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, hey, how are you? And then, you know, walking down, he said that he got that vibe where it was just like, what was her name again? Or.
Oh.
Miley. Yeah, so Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus is like, oh, like he got the vibe that Miley Cyrus is just like not really an extrovert, like not really outspoken or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was just getting like, oh, fuck, like I'm already know I'm going to have to make him most of the combos.
Mm.
So, you know, like I think in general, there's always one person that's more talkative than the other.
Mm-hmm.
But especially like in a date setting where he said.
Yeah.
Because it's just y'all two, right?
Right.
So he was saying that it was just weird, like, you know, he was one doing most of the talking, and then Miley was just giving him, like, one-word answers, like, yep, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yep, yeah. And then, you know, that she was really low-spoken, or I didn't know that's a word. Her just tone of her voice was just really... Yeah.
She's a quiet person.
Yeah.
Would you say she was shy?
Probably not shy, he said, but he was saying... Yeah, I mean, I guess shy. I mean, it is the first day, right?
So, yeah.
So I guess shyness is like, in the equation.
Because, you know, what's his face? Sam, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's not a shy person.
Nah, Sham. No, Sham. Sam, I'm over here butchering his name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sam is not shy. So, we know Sam can speak to anybody. And when he tells you that he's having trouble talking to another person, you know something's wrong with the other person.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Just
you know,
because he talks a lot. Yeah,
yeah.
He's just a talkative person.
Yeah.
Not he talks a lot, but yeah, he's very. Yeah, he just talks to everyone.
Like, you can find something to talk to you about.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, and can have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah,
you know, and
he was having trouble.
Yeah, with this bitch wasn't trying. Talk to him, like, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so that happened.
I'm sorry, Hannah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was pretty much it, or it was just.
So, like, wait, they went to. Where'd they go?
They went to go get dessert, like yogurt or ice cream or something like that.
So they went there.
Soft serve.
What else happened?
then they went.
Wait, do you remember how this girl looked? He told us, right? It was like a white girl.
Yeah, white.
So white on white.
White on white. White on white. Okay. White on white crime. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, they're white. Does the race have to do anything with it?
Maybe for the girl. Maybe not him.
Okay, yeah.
She's describing the person. She was white-complected. We don't know if she's white.
Ah, that's
but
true.
But she was white-complected.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, you don't want to be asking those type of questions.
Yeah.
Are you white? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he said that they went to go get dessert. After that, they went to a sushi place, like, last minute. Like, you know, I guess a little wanted to snack on something. And then from there, he said that they went back to his to her place. They're watching TV, you know. Next thing you know, one thing led to another. And then boom.
Boom, smash.
Smash, yeah.
Yeah.
They were smashing.
They were smashing. Okay. First date.
Yeah, first date, man. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Well, like I said, you know, like I told him, bro. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's good, you know.
Yeah.
Guys are like, oh, hell yeah, smash on the first date.
Yeah.
But then, like, I don't know, for a partner-wise, like, looking for an actual, like, partner, you know, I guess long-term, a girl, relationship, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's good. Smash. Yeah. The girl you
this
want.
This is just like what would you say?
What I say?
A side story.
A side story. What do you mean?
You know, like in the game.
Oh,
a side
quest.
Side quest.
Those NPCs. Yeah. Uh huh.
You gotta finish the mission.
Uh huh. Yeah.
In order to finish.
No, you have to finish a side quest in order for the mission.
Yeah. You just have to go over it or around it, you know.
Over around.
You gotta finish it. You gotta either find a cheat code
mm-hmm.
to like, you know, get it done quick.
Yeah.
But or do something, you know.
For sure.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Kind of.
I don't think that made any sense.
I'm getting the gist. Yeah, I'm getting kind of a gist either.
But
yeah, it's a part of the game.
That was the first date.
Yeah.
And then he told us. Last Friday,
mm-hmm.
you know, cause that happened on a Sunday, right? And he told us this on Monday that he went on a date.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So last Friday, so 2 days ago.
Yeah.
He told us he gave us a recap of this girl.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You want to say what happened?
The recap, he was just saying that like,
did they go out on a date again?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay.
Nah, they didn't.
They didn't for sure. No.
Nah. Okay. No, they didn't. And he was saying, what did he say? Like, how'd it go? Like, he gave us a recap on the whole story?
Well, I remember he told us that this girl asked him if he wanted to go chill with her, like, the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So that Monday, remember, he was like, hey, bro, look, I went on a date yesterday. Look, this girl trying to go on a date again.
Yeah, literally, like, the next day, right? Like,
damn, bro, hell yeah, you know, like, congrats, my dog, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Giving him the little dab or whatnot.
Yeah. But I guess they didn't go that day?
I don't think so.
So, on Friday, he was saying, you know, that she's very, not weird, but...
Questionable?
Yeah, a questionable person.
Questionable. Or, funny, in a way?
Is she funny?
Well, he was saying that, like, I don't know. I guess it kind of goes back to weird, but weird is kind of a bad word, right?
Yeah. She's a little weird.
I guess questionable. Or
they're just crazy, bro.
He was telling us a whole bunch of shit, man. He was telling us that, like, this girl was over here, like, thinking they were already going out.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, oh, I miss you. You're perfect.
Damn.
I was like, damn. I mean, Sam.
Sam is perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's not perfect, he's pretty damn close
to perfect.
I don't know if anyone's perfect in this world.
Right.
But yeah, Sam, it was funny, man. Sam, he was saying, like, she was over here, like, I don't know if the word is gaslighting, but she was just really into him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Sam just didn't take that really well.
Right.
Sam was like, I don't know, man. Like, that's weird already talking about, like, dating and... The next day, like all that. Sam didn't really, I don't know, I guess connect, I guess.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, he was saying that. Oh, shit, my bad. He was saying all this about this girl that But yeah, though, she's just very clingy.
Very clingy. Yeah.
To him.
Yeah, for sure.
And she wants to talk to him all the time. Yeah. Maybe not talk to him, but just like she wants to see him again.
Soon, but very
ASAP.
Soon. Yeah.
Like, ASAP.
That's what, yeah.
You know?
Very soon.
They've only been on one date.
Yeah, and it's been one day.
And it's been one day, and she's already trying to see you again.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
That's how you'd want it to go, right?
I mean, yeah, but bitch is fucking living far. Like,
first, yeah, he said that he drove almost an hour. It
was like, bro,
45.
This dude said he had to go past Bucky's, bro.
He did go past Bucky's.
Bro.
He passed up probably like not one Bucky's,
yeah.
Two Bucky's.
Yeah, bro. When he told me this, I was like, bro, that's a whole road trip, bro.
That's far.
That's far.
Hell yeah.
You know? Like, that's long distance relationship in Texas. Or in Houston, bro.
Houston.
Yeah, Houston. If you pass, bro, yeah. If you pass a fucking Bucky's,
that's a trip.
Long, yeah, bro. You gotta stop at Bucky's either way.
Yeah, yeah.
You just have to. Otherwise, it's bad luck to continue driving.
It's pretty much a Texas law.
Yeah, pretty much. If you pass the Bucky's, you shall stop.
You know? Thou shall stop at the nearest Bucky's or some shit.
Yeah. Let me write that shit down, bro. That shit fucking... Yeah.
But, what are you writing down? The Bucky's?
Texas law.
Okay. Like topics to talk?
No, just...
Oh, but that it is.
Texas law.
It's certified. Bucky's. You always have to pass a Bucky's, man. If you don't, you're kind of wilding out at this point, honestly.
Right. And then this dude said on his way on drive back, mm-hmm. He went to In-N-Out, bro.
Oh yeah.
Bro, that's how you know this dude went through some crazy shit over there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You had to stop and refuel for food, bro.
Refuel.
Yeah. Get some food.
Get your energy back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every time he goes to see her, he's gonna have to either first of all, stop at Bucky's.
First, yeah. Because it's a law.
Yeah.
You think on the way back is a law too, or just on the way on there?
Nah.
You just have to stop at least.
Leaving.
At least once in the trip, yeah.
Yeah,
right?
At least once.
Then it has to be leaving.
Minimum. Yeah, yeah.
It has to be. Because, like.
Yeah. When you're coming back, you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
In and out sounds more realistic. You know?
Yeah, in and out.
You know? You get some food.
But you said In and Out was. That's how you said he went through something because he had to refuel.
Yeah.
Like mentally, like
both, bro. Like physically, this dude just fucking, you know, exercised. Like, you know, like he had a good workout over there.
He had the cardio sesh.
Energy is depleted.
Yeah, for sure.
By 25% at least.
25, yeah.
You know, drive there, bro. Yeah, another five.
Nah, 10 maybe.
10, 35.
It's late.
And then I think he said that day he had gone to the gym.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
I mean, he didn't...
In the morning.
Yeah, I don't think he did too much crazy shit, but... Yeah. He was like at 80 leaving.
Damn. Pray for this dude.
And then drive there, 70%.
Yeah.
During the date, like another 10%.
Probably, yeah.
50.
Because you're thinking of some shit, you know.
And this was at 50% or 60% when he pulled up to this girl's place.
Yeah.
Or... About... After? You...
He wasn't at his fullest.
Bro, driving back, he was at his 50%. He had to stop a fucking...
Had to be 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of see the orange on the battery.
Or 40. Because it was kind of late. So maybe he was... Yeah. Maybe like 30% driving back.
Damn. That's low power mode.
Low power mode. Yeah, bro. Energy saver mode.
Exactly.
Was about to be there. Pressed. Yeah.
God.
So this dude...
Yeah.
Went in and out.
Damn, props to him for being low fuel and then doing all that.
Yeah, you think that got him to like 60?
Oh, like the In-N-Out?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. In-N-Out's pretty good. So
like 60%? 70?
Yeah. He had to get at least.
And then got home, went to sleep.
Yeah.
Next morning.
He went to work. Fuck. He went to work the next, yeah.
And then this bitch wants to fucking go out.
Yeah.
Even though she knows you got to train.
Yeah.
Or that he's got to train.
Yeah, exactly. And it's barely been... A day, right?
Bro, this is the next day.
Yeah, technically not even a whole day because it was probably the next morning.
Bro,
he said it was the next
5
morning.
5 hours. Ago.
Like, yeah. It wasn't a whole day.
Wait, Monday? Did he go to work Monday?
I think he did.
No.
He didn't.
He didn't go to work.
Oh, he woke up. Oh, yeah, because he said that he ended up going in the afternoon class.
Yeah.
Or the morning, right? Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had to go in the morning.
Yeah, I think he said he had to go to the mechanic on Monday.
Yeah, he went to the mechanic. I remember him saying that Sam was saying that he had to like, he already had some stuff to do, you know, so he was busy that day regardless. Yeah. And that Miley Cyrus was out here trying to hang out with him again. Instantly, bro. Not even a whole day later. And especially after all that that he was saying, it was just weird. Yeah, fucking Sam, bro. What do you say to him?
I mean, oh, and then this bitch is over here trying to talk to his friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trying to find out shit about him.
Yeah.
You know, this bitch is over here messaging him or calling him on Snapchat. And then if he doesn't answer, he calls him on Instagram. And then, like, talking to herself, bro. Hey, are you mad? Okay.
Yeah. She'd even wait for an answer. She just said, okay, you know?
Yeah.
Putting shit in her head.
So I think we need to tell Sam to, like,
calm down. No, not that Sam. Bitch
calm down.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Sam, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, we need to tell Sam to tell.
To, like,
what's her face?
Put his foot
Hannah
down.
Hannah Montana, yeah.
Hannah Montana. And
tell her to.
Something, man. Like, just like, yo, chill.
I'll call you when I call you. I'm going to see you when I see you. Know that day's coming.
Ooh, type shit. That sounded like a J. Cole lyric.
It is a J. Cole lyric. Is it? Yeah.
No fucking way. Damn. Yeah. Learning something new every day, man.
Yes, sir.
If I didn't learn anything, I just learned that was a J. Cole verse. Let you know when I see you, when I see you.
I'm going to see you when I see you. Know that day's coming.
Okay. Okay. Bars. If I was a girl, I'd be like, damn.
Say, what song is that?
He just told me to shut up. And I kind of liked it, you know? We'll figure that song out.
I'm trying to fucking remember the song.
So pretty much Sam needs to.
Yeah. But alright, so talk about.
Do that, right? And this is crazy. This is one of our boys that are.
It's training hard, bro.
Yeah.
He's moving up in the jiu-jitsu community.
Hell yeah, definitely. Fucking Sam, you know, bro.
He's got priorities.
He's gonna be a Harris County champ, and then from Harris County champ, he's gonna go to the city of Houston, and then he'll go to the. Maybe the zip code? Yeah. I don't know.
He's going to get a street named after him.
Yeah, right? Hell yeah. Shout out to Sam, man.
Sam Boulevard. Shout out, Sam.
Hell yeah.
Bro,
yeah,
we should get him on one day.
Yeah, that'd be fucking funny as hell. You think he'll come with all the shit he's doing?
I think so. I mean,
Zoom? It's probably, if it's in his interest, he would, yeah, right?
Yeah, Zoom.
He listens to a lot of podcasts, so
yeah.
Shit, why not?
Yeah.
But, heck yeah.
All right, bro. So before
we get to the next segment.
We're talking about this because Sam just hit us up telling us about this bitch is crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, we should have him talk about, you know, this, what he told us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he said he didn't give a fuck if we talked about it because he says he just wanted to let it be known. Like, yo, man, sometimes people are crazy.
Yeah, this he said, if y'all don't hear from me, y'all know this bitch killed me.
Yeah. Did he say that?
He didn't say that.
I wouldn't doubt it, though, right? Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it, man. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
But what was he saying? Because he called you.
Oh, yeah. He was calling me. Yeah. He was telling me about this thing and whatnot. And then I was like, damn, bro, that's crazy. And then, you know, we ended up seeing him at the gym. Mm-hmm. At the gym afterwards, he gave us his point of view. Yeah, it was pretty funny. I mean, we should definitely have him, like, explain because I feel like he could better talk about it, right?
Okay, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Better explain it. But, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I see you got a little bag over there, man.
Yeah, bro. So yes, we're trying to do
an unboxing,
a reaction, but we're not really.
Should I record this part on my phone?
If you want a podcast reaction video.
Hold up, man. I'm about to do this. It'll look funny, and then we'll record a little clip.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, Drew, we kind of did a little unboxing video. See what he thinks. He's like,
should I close this?
Let me see how the camera looks. Okay. I think I'm gonna have to mute my. How do I turn off my mic so I don't make too much noise? I think I'll be fine.
I'll hold it.
Okay.
Or
just, yeah, I think we just set it down.
Yeah.
All I gotta do is put my phone somewhere.
Yeah, but I ordered the
yeah, let them know what you got.
I ordered the Blue Hilly and Gracie.
Okay.
Ghee.
Sure.
You know, so just got it 2 days ago. Haven't opened it because there was no need to.
Because, yeah, 2 days ago.
Like Friday, I think it came in.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think so far?
Well, I haven't opened it.
Oh.
But I don't think they can hear you, bro. So, or maybe they can, but I don't know.
Shit. Oh, well. I'm trying to stand this phone up somewhere. Where should I put it? Nah. Where should I put this?
You can put it right there?
Huh?
You can put it right there?
I want to stand it on something so it's not like at our feet.
In school, jump on.
Oh, the other way.
Nice, nice.
Damn. Oh, actually, I think you don't have to pull it up, though.
What do you mean?
Like, you don't have to pull up the gi and let them know, because like, it's recording from here to here. So you have to like show them like that, maybe. I don't know. But we have a recording, so this is for our Patreon members.
Yeah. Hey, you want me to set up my phone too? To view? To angle?
Yeah, fuck it. Hell yeah.
Here, hold this bit.
For the extra subscribers, right? Yeah. The one that are paying.
You know, we can have two cameras switch back and forth.
Oh, that'd be fucking dope, man. You know what's crazy? That's not far from the realm of possibilities.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
We already have phones with cameras.
Yeah.
It's not like we had to buy a whole, like, a video recording camera. As long as you just a, I mean, a good place, right? I mean, bro, you can do anything on your phones these days. Like, you don't need a, what's it called? Yeah, you don't need, like, bro, literally think about it. Like, what was it, during the 90s? Well, you know how teachers were always saying, oh, you can't take calculators because you're not going to be able to use calculators, like, as you get older, like, during tests.
I mean, yeah, they were like,
they were saying that, what are they saying?
They were saying, you're never going to carry a calculator in your pocket. Like, bitch, I carry a calculator,
uh-huh,
a fucking camera,
a computer,
uh-huh,
and
a fucking... a book, bro.
And my
library and my fucking phone, bro.
And my music library, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those teachers are wrong, man. We got everything in our pocket right now, which is crazy. Which is cool, too. You know, technology. Shout out advancing. How does my voice sound? Do I sound raspy? No? All right, cool. Yeah, so pretty much, yeah, we can do everything on our phones, man. So we don't need to buy a whole fancy equipment. You know, we already got the basic needs and all that stuff.
Not yet,
at least. Yeah, for sure.
We'll get to the JRE level.
Well, how do you think he got to his level? Just started, you know?
Just like this, you know?
Yeah, just having fun with the boys, just recording random
facts.
Stuff.
Facts.
Hell yeah. We'll get
so,
there. As long as we
facts.
Just do this for fun and not, like, just
you
to
open
do
it?
Huh?
You want
to
open it?
How could I open it, bro? That's yours.
But, I mean, it's okay.
Think about it. Hold up. Let me fix my headphones. How could I open it? That's yours.
But I don't really care.
You want to open it? I can help you open it if you want.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we're already recording. You want me to hold it for you or what?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky. It's not like we're YouTubers and have it on the table. Yeah, ooh, careful we don't hit the drinks or hit yourself like that. Look at this, guys. Right here doing teamwork. Ooh.
Damn, bro. We need to work on the grips.
Yeah, just open it with your bare hands. Hell yeah. Look at that. Strong boy.
Already see it.
You already see it? Hell yeah.
Sorry,
I can't.
Guys. Sorry.
Let's see this bad boy. That's how long did it take to get here?
A week. Well, not even a couple of days.
That's sick. Hell yeah. Shout out to Hilly and Gracie.
Well, I ordered it on a Sunday. So
Sunday? And when'd you get it?
No. Yeah, a week. I got it last Thursday.
Before a week though. I remember you telling me, I was, hey, did you, oh, because I asked you a question because I wanted to get one. And then you said, oh, bro, it already came in. You said it came in Thursday or some shit. Bro, that's a nice blue.
Bro.
That is sick. Show the cameras, man. You got one over there. And we got one over here. That's hilarious. Look at that, man. That's nice. What size are you?
I should have gotten an A3.
A3? Hell yeah. How do the pants fit, by the way, on the A3?
You have an A3 too.
Yeah, but
well, I haven't tried it on.
It's the same brand. Okay, yeah. So, real quick, while he's opening his package, my second gi I bought was from Jocko from Origin. I bought the DNA Discipline one, and I like it because it says Discipline equals Freedom on one of the arm sleeves, and then on the bottom, like on the tail, you know where your tailbone is at, pretty much your ass.
Yeah.
It says get after it.
Right.
Period. Bro, that's a nice blue. Like, that's nice. That's like a marker blue right there.
Yeah, bro.
Look at that. Hell yeah. Let me feel it. Oh, yeah. You know what's kind of sad about cool gis?
What's sad about
cool gis? Like, they look fucking sick and badass.
Like, brand new?
No. Yeah, well, just any gi in general, right?
Yeah.
Like, you get a new gi, it looks sick and badass, but you're not going to be pulling against it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Cause I remember whenever I put on my the Origin gi, that's sick. I fucks with it. How much was it?
It was like 100 something.
Okay, like 170, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Less than 200.
Bro, that's Dragon Ball Z colors right there.
Bro,
you gotta wear your Dragon Ball Z rash guard underneath. That's fucking sick. And it has the rope liner. That's dope. What I like about it, bro, it has the logo on it right here.
Oh yeah, the Fuji.
No, I mean it has the Hylian one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this one.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah. Nah, but yeah.
I haven't seen that one. Yeah.
Look at that, bro. The triangle. And it's embroidered. It's embroidered, right? Or is it a patch? That's a patch, I think.
Which one?
I mean, just the letters.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's a patch. Yeah. I think they stitched that one on. Yeah, but the triangle, it was sewn in.
Like this one?
It was sewn in.
Yeah.
That's sick. You think? I was gonna say because the white one.
Also, this one, bro.
Yeah, that's stitched for sure. Hell yeah. That's dope. That's definitely the competition one, right? You wearing this for the comp?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. You got to represent, man. Shout out to Drew, Steph, Choppa, Ricardo, Devin.
Hell yeah. Shout out.
Michael. Michael, for sure. He fucking killed us on
Thank you for putting Tuesday. Me on the path of jiu-jitsu.
I was going to say least resistance. Oh, yeah. But yeah, being on the path, man. That's dope.
Hell yeah.
How much geese you got in total now?
Three.
Damn, look at you. Hell yeah. And you got the triangle. Oh, let them know about your second one.
Oh, the second one was 100% hemp.
Okay. Damn.
Made by Datsura.
Okay.
Not podcast, but.
Datsura Company or something?
Yeah, Datsura Company. Mm-hmm. Where's my phone? Oh, yeah. I'm recording.
Yeah, we can look it up.
But, yeah, it's a black limited edition Joe Rogan Experience gi.
Hell yeah. The train by day?
Black. Yeah, it's black with red.
Yeah, it looks fucking sick. Has his logo on it.
Yeah.
It's crazy ass.
It says train by day on the top or in the back of the collar.
Yeah, where your neck is.
It says train by day.
Uh-huh.
It says some other stuff too. It has a patch of the JRE on the pants on the arm, left arm.
Hell yeah.
And all-seeing JRE.
All-seeing JRE.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I think that's what it's called.
Him with the fucking eye or whatever.
Yeah. And it's pretty nice.
Hell yeah.
Pretty strong.
How did it feel when you first put it on?
I felt heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you said it's supposed to be like midway, no?
Well, I don't know.
Did it get less heavier?
Mm.
Or you think you used to it?
I think I got used to it. I think it was heavier than the white one.
Okay, that was what I was about to ask. You think it's heavier than the white one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the white one feels light. Yeah.
I like the pants, bro, of the black one.
Oh, the Jerry?
Yeah, because it has the logo of the company like on the knee.
On the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And it's kind of like hidden.
Yeah.
So you have to look at it. I guess you know when there's different shades of black?
Yeah, yeah.
You can only see it in certain
There's items. Also different shades of gray.
There's 50 shades of gray. Yeah. There's 50 shades of gray. Hell yeah. That's dope, man. I fuck with it. It looks nice. It looks dope.
So you ordered yours too?
Yeah, I ordered mine literally earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah, ordered it, but they didn't have it in stock in the store. I was saying you bought the last one. Because you're 832, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was asking at first. How do the pants feel? Because I feel on the A3 ones.
Yeah.
I feel like I could fit in some A2s.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because I remember, what's his name? Man, I can't forget people's name. Like
what's his name? How's he look like?
Josue.
Josue.
You know, he was like, yeah, bro, you're definitely an A2.
He said that?
Yeah. I was like.
When?
Like, because.
Or how'd that come up?
Maybe like a month ago.
Okay.
Or maybe not that long ago. Because we were in the locker room. And I was like, damn, bro, my pants are falling. Keep falling. So I had to tie in it. Like, I had to do. Maybe we were just tying it wrong, you know?
Okay.
And then he was like, what size are you? I was like, A3. He was like, man, you're definitely an A2.
Oh, yeah. But do they fall after being tied in or without tied in?
Well, the day before that, I was rolling and my pants kept falling while rolling.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I wear my shorts.
Has it happened lately or not?
I've been tying it like
good. Yeah. I think it might be the tightening.
Yeah, pants, I think so.
My pants has never came off. I've probably seen some people with their pants been falling, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Some shit you see, you know.
Or hear.
Huh?
Or hear.
Or hear about? Or hear about?
Just rolling. You hear stuff.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Oh bro. Yeah. The noises you make, you know, when you get hurt.
Hell
have
yeah.
You, I remember this one time.
Somebody, have I made a noise like that?
I think so, but I don't know. Maybe not against me, but I remember this one time.
Okay.
I don't know who like jumped on top of me.
Yeah.
And I made this weird ass noise, bro. I had never made you.
Like that?
I don't know, bro. It was weird. It was like, I don't know. I can't even say what it was, but in my head, I was like, what the fuck was that, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'd never heard this shit before.
You're like, I didn't even know this can come out.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
No. It was pretty funny.
What, did they say anything to you or no?
Nah.
No?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. I know whenever I roll with Chad, Chad's a beast, bro. He's like this fucking 40-year-old dad. He's in his 40s, right? This blue belt dad.
He a beast.
He's a beast, bro. He's got me in some pretty nasty triangles the first couple weeks. I remember one time he was like, he's like, man, you're hard to choke out. Show the back. Show the back right here. Try oh, on. Yeah, it is pretty heavy. Yeah, you want me to try it on? Yeah. Shit, hold up. Let me put my mic down real quick. All right, yeah. Just
wait, just put it on real quick. Yeah. Just going to put on the gi real quick.
I fuck with this. Hell yeah. How would you wash this, though? You can't put bleach on this for sure, right?
Mm-mm.
The bleach will turn this white.
I don't know.
I think it would fuck it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe. I don't know. Hell yeah. Look at that, bro. Fucking slap hands already. That's dope. This is a nice fit. I like it. It's not too... How does it fit you?
Well, I liked it. It was pretty good.
The white one like, fits you tighter, right?
Yeah, the white one does feel tight. And then the sleeves are long. So I like
yeah, it. Yeah, and they're not like to here long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to shrink the Draco one I got. The black one?
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to put in the heater like twice, trying to shrink it, but it was long and it kind of like bends forward. It looks funny, but when I sit down,
yeah,
I don't know, it just bends. It bends in a weird way. It bends in a weird way. Let me see. Then I fuck with it. That's nice. Hell yeah. Yeah. So what we're talking about? We're talking about
Chad.
Oh yeah, Chad. Yeah. So he's a beast, bro. And yeah, getting back to how you were saying about the weird noises and stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever I would roll him, bro, like my breathing would just be like, I'm trying to breathe, right? And he's like on me, like side control, you know, having his weight on me. And I'm like, like it sounds weird, but I'm like,
yeah.
I'm trying to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll look at me. He'll look at me. And then I know whenever he looks at me, he's like, you good? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some weird noises that come out whenever you're rolling and just doing, you know, jiu-jitsu, whatever. Because you're having, I don't know, I guess you're in certain positions where you're not usually just normal life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and just the pressure, you know, people on top of you and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Trying to kill you.
Yeah, you that's know? Pretty much what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I look at it as, like, they give me a hug before they kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I saw Michael, he had a shirt that said jiu-jitsu, and then it said tactical hugs. I was like, that's fucking lit. I like
Michael,
that.
Coach Michael.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Shout out to Coach Michael. He was killing us. Well, at least me for sure the other day.
Sure, bro.
After the second round, especially after finishing, what gets me tired is doing
We were doing conditioning.
Yeah, the conditioning class.
Yeah.
If y'all haven't done it, if y'all listen to it.
If y'all want to fucking drop some weight and don't do jiu-jitsu, go to the conditioning class at Healing Gracie Energy Corridor.
West Houston. Texas. Hell yeah.
I don't know the zip code, but
you drinking a beer or what?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. The Patreons guys see what we're drinking, but the audio, they gotta guess what it is. And we should do a thing where like if they guess it, well, should they win anything?
But what if they're in the Patreon?
Oh, I mean, well, they already seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, so it doesn't count. Let's just say the audio members.
Okay, audio members.
If they message you or me.
Okay. They get a tactical hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say like a coffee or some shit. But yeah, we can give them a tactical hug.
I'll give them a tactical hug.
Hopefully they're local. Cause
yeah, know, hopefully they're local. They're if local. Not, then yeah, I guess I can give you a shout out or some shit. I don't know. I guess a cop, but what if they're
you said
$5 Starbucks.
No, it can't be Starbucks though, because Starbucks is whack.
A free trial at the Hilly and Gracie Energy Corridor.
Yeah, we'll do that, man.
Yeah. And,
it would be on Emiliano, not me, because I can't cover that. Well, whoever they message.
Y'all can only have one, though, and y'all have to do it online on the Hilly and Gracie.
But what are code, remember?
Yeah, with the code, the No Name Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Off the mat.
Yeah, we have
on the mat.
Yeah, we'll give y'all guys a code, free class on Emiliano, like I said. Yeah, man.
At the free trial online.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
After they put on their code.
I'll be there, though, for sure.
We kind of have to be, right?
Yeah.
We kind of have to be. That's funny, man. Yeah, so Chad was just fucking... He would always look at me like, yo, you good? Like, you know, I'm kind of... I'm trying to breathe. And he could just hear me. Oh, then this was on Friday or Thursday, I believe. Yeah, Thursday, because it was no-gi. We're rolling. He's on side control on me. He's hitting me with a choke. But there's just enough room where I could still breathe. But then he started choking me where I was... like at the wall, so I couldn't, you know, breathe in no more, right? Okay. I couldn't do another breath.
Yeah.
So I just hold my breath. I go, and I'm holding it for like maybe 10 seconds, 12 seconds, 14. Like I'm holding this breath. Like I'm not getting choked out. Like once my breath goes out, I have to tap because I'll get knocked out.
Yeah.
And then he notices that I'm not breathing, right?
You have a pen?
Oh yeah. I got you. I noticed that he noticed that I wasn't breathing because I'm holding my breath. I'm trying to stay calm, lower my heart rate, you know, and I'm just waiting for an opening for him to, to move a certain way and try to get out. So I'm just holding my breath because I'm like, I have to defend this choke. I'm already in it, can no way out. And then Chuck looks at me, and then I'm like, I don't want to talk because if I was to talk, I'd use my breath, right? So I kind of talk to him with my eyes. I'm like, I do him a smile, and he's like, oh. Cause I was seeing if you passed out. He said that because he said I didn't hear any breaths or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he looked at me. So yeah, man, they care about you even though they're trying to kill you.
Yeah, they care about you. Nice people there at the Hidden Gracie Energy Corridor Southwest.
Hell yeah.
Southwest?
No. You fucked it up. West Houston, bro.
There you go.
No, we're not Southwest at all. Where the fuck? You're over here naming airlines. Southwest Airlines. I don't know where that came from, man.
Yeah, that's why I was like, Southwest.
And then you had to confirm, right? I was like, hell no, you butchered it. Yeah, they're dope people, man. I fuck with it. So, yeah, everyone's pretty dope over there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so did we even talk about the topic we're talking about rolling
high?
Not really, right? Because we kind
of
talked about
sand. Kind of. It was kind of a weird start, honestly. You
rolling,
know?
At least drilling.
Yeah.
Drilling was kind of funny, right?
Well, we are late.
Yeah,
you know?
We were 30 minutes late.
And then we just said we were smoking, so I'm sorry, Professor. You know?
Nah, we took proper protocol, right?
Yeah.
But well, Professor's so dope, man. I fucking... Yeah. Like how you were saying, man, it's a blessing to be learning. I'm just grateful, you know? Grateful we have some... They're dope, you know?
I shouldn't be covering the camera.
Show your legs, bro. That's what the Patreon want to see. Yeah, so yeah, no, it's just dope. Like how you were saying that you're grateful from learning from, you know, different heads of people. Yeah. Drew, Steph, Chapo, Ricardo, Michael, Devin.
Bro, I've been learning from everybody. You know,
yeah, everybody has
like everybody own. There. Like, bro, I've learned so much from my boy, Luis.
Oh, Luis.
You know, shout out. He just got his second stripe. Hell yeah.
Shout out, Luis.
Yeah,
so Luis is fucking, he's great, bro. Like, for real. You learn a lot from him?
Hell yeah. You know, just by getting choked out by him, you know? Because,
yeah,
like,
right?
Every time I see him, I try to roll with him. Because
He's
so good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's fast, deadly. I know, like, if he gets my head, I'm fucked.
Oh, yeah, bro.
You know?
He gets me. He always, I know Luis as the guillotine guy.
Bro, hell yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
This dude fucking, what, 3-4 maybe guillotines on me? Maybe
really?
More?
In a round?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. If he gets ahead, bro, he's popping that bitch.
Yeah.
He's popping the shit like a Lego, removing the bro. Heads off your action figure.
Hell yeah. Pretty much.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, like, him or just anybody.
Anybody, honestly, yeah.
Sean,
bro. I love rolling with Sean, bro. I really do.
Trong,
oh yeah, Trong too. I feel like we're just gonna be naming everyone. I'm like, oh, I love rolling with him, with her.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We could just go name by name. Oh, yeah. So let me talk about Sean real quick because you know how we're talking about rolling high, right?
Yeah.
So Friday, sorry, Professor, you know, we were just chilling, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever, went there drilling. It was okay, but we kind of did go a little bit like passing the guard thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But besides that, the rolling aspect was super chill. I was just, you know, besides that mental thing, like, oh, they think I'm high, whatever. At the end, I was like, oh, it doesn't fucking matter. You know, Professor opened the mat. I was rolling with Justin, the black Colombian dude, the Marine guy, mm-hmm. and Chopper. And we're just doing like omoplata escapes just the whole time. And then, yeah, I was learning some good stuff. And took me a while to like kind of like dial in. But I like kind of like visually, I don't know, focus on whatever he was telling me what to do and stuff. And yeah, I was learning. And then especially whenever I was rolling with Sean. And bro, Sean is nasty at arm bars.
Hell yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If he wants your fucking arm, bro. He's going for it. Like, he ain't giving up on that arm bar. He loves arm bars. And yeah, that's why whenever you roll with a certain person, you start to learn what they're good at. And then, you know, they'll be like, hey, yeah, this is how I do it. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to learn guillotines, Luis would be really good for fucking guillotines.
Yeah.
Sean always gets me in arm bars. So I'd want to learn arm bars from Sean just because he always gets me in them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a nice, vivid roll, bro. We went for like a round and a half. We didn't even wait for the restaurant. We're like, oh, let's go, fuck it. And I haven't rolled on him in like a week or so. But it was nice, man. Sean, it's always a challenge. And I probably weigh like 40 more pounds more than him. Well, I do. He says he's 130 and 170. So you're like, I got more weight. But I think strength and technique is just something. If you got both of them things in jiu-jitsu, shit.
Like Devin.
Yeah, Devin, bro.
Deadly, bro.
You rolled with him?
No, but I'm scared.
You know who everyone's scared of to roll with? With the that MMA dude, who's fought Bellator? The purple belt dude? That big Brandon? Dude.
No.
Nah, his name's not Brandon. He's this purple guy. Sean, I think his name is. He's actually done some Bellator fights. He's done like three, remember? Remember the dude who says he does Muay Thai, the big white jack dude? We're in the locker room one day. He was telling us that he actually fights.
Oh, but he's young.
He's young, bro.
Yeah.
That's why Sharif is saying, oh, he's lying. He's not no purple belt. He's been a purple belt forever. Yeah, like, he's one of those fake purple belts is what he says.
Oh, hell no.
Like, he's been a purple belt so long. Or, like, he's pretty much giving him a compliment saying he should be higher.
But he was saying, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, because he was been doing it for, like, what? Since he was a little kid.
Yeah, probably, like, what? 9, 11. Yeah. Some shit like that, yeah? When you start.
I went against him, I think, once.
Really?
Yeah.
God. How was it?
It was good.
You didn't die?
I didn't die.
What if you're dead, but you don't know you're dead? Bro, this is a dream? And then I'm like, damn, Emiliano fucking died by the dude.
It's crazy.
And then you're like, oh, shit.
I think I did.
You think you did die?
No. I think I did roll with them. Pretty sure.
But you know the dude I'm talking about, though, right?
The white dude.
Yeah, because whenever he'll roll with somebody, you'll see him kind of like reenacting some punches. Because he does that shit.
Yeah. I don't know who he was going against, but he just, like, going, like just doing whatever he wanted, bro.
Yeah?
He was just doing whatever he wanted.
Like, he was really controlling the round?
He was just practicing, like, different, like, hitting positions.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What's his name?
I think it's Sean.
Sean?
Probably butchering it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that dude's fucking insane, bro.
Bro, you know who's good as fuck?
Who?
Sam.
Hold up, don't. Sam. Bro. Oh, Sam, our boy. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I forgot his only fucking one. It took me a while, man. Yeah, Sam's pretty high. He's dope.
Yeah.
He's good, man.
But who else is pretty fucking... Bro, everybody's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone's dope, man. Oh, is there any topics particular in jiu-jitsu did you want to talk to the guys about?
In class or just jiu-jitsu in general?
I guess jiu-jitsu in general. Or what were you about to say right now?
About what?
Because you said after Sam, you said something. And then you're going to say something else.
I was?
Yeah.
Damn.
I kind of intervened, man. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
But yeah.
I do that all the time.
Does that kind of answer your question, though, about the rolling while high? It was, like, the drilling part, it took me a while. Because I was like, I'd actually listen whenever professor would be, explaining the stuff. I'd be like, oh, okay, this and that. But I'd feel that I think it would be better for me just to... If I'm not gonna say I'm gonna be doing it the whole time, but if I was, I think I'd rather roll high, but learn like how sober. Joe said, learn sober and roll fucking high.
Because
when you're rolling, you're just doing whatever. And I swear to God, like when I was rolling with Sean, we were doing a whole bunch of like I was getting tossed here. You know how you move with your partner?
Yeah.
What I liked about Pablo, remember Pablo, the bald dude, the Venezuelan dude?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I drill with him, he'll tell me like. Stay connected. Like you're connected with your opponent. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in side control. He's trying to move with him. Don't let him. Because if you just stay there, he'll get across. So you move with him. He was just saying like if we're a centipede. I don't know. We're combined or whatever. But yeah, no. I'd do the learning, you know, drilling, just, you know, regular whatever. Maybe some CBD. Some CBD, you know, be calm.
THC.
Some THC too. But yeah, just roll. It could be whatever, you know.
Yeah.
If I was smoked a roll, it wouldn't be too bad. You just, I don't know. You just get along with it. What do you think?
I think, well, I've done it a couple times.
Okay.
Rolling high. And I like it. Like, I pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, I am a little nervous. Like, but I remember, like, the first week there, I was going high. I was so paranoid, bro, because, like, I didn't know these people, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
No, sure. I was about to go get choked out. You know, so.
Get choked out.
Yeah, bro. Fuck.
What do you mean?
You know, because, like, I mean, we're going to roll. We're going to drill.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I knew they were going to choke me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I knew I was going in with them, like, going, like, okay, like.
I'm
going
to get choked.
Yeah.
Today.
And, like, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm gonna try not to. You know, it's not like I'm just gonna go and like let them choke me.
It's almost inevitable.
Yeah,
but yeah, I see what you mean.
And but yeah, I like it. Like, I don't mind being paranoid. Like, if I know I'm gonna be paranoid, like, I'll still do it.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Oh. Okay.
I ride the wave.
Yeah, yeah, for
of
sure.
The paranoia.
Would you think it's paranoia, or you think it's like paranoia. Anxious or anxiety? You think those are the same thing, or they're different? Yeah. Because remember what I was telling you about those studies that say, my voice cracked. They say that being anxious and then being excited physically have the same physical responses. You know, sometimes you start sweating, your heart's pumping, you know, you just want to move around. So that's like someone excited. And you feel those same exact things when you're anxious. It's just your brain telling you the opposite. Mm. But physically, you're getting the same sweats, the same like heart pumping, you know?
Yeah.
So if you can just kind of switch it, you unlock the secret. Oh, can't even talk. A cheat code.
Cheat code. A seed code.
A seed code. So once you get past the anxious part, what happens after that?
Calmness.
Calmness. Okay.
Yeah.
Describe the calm. Like, you're just chill.
I don't want to say like you just don't give a fuck, because you do. Mm-hmm. And you probably give more fucks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, people, when people say, like, oh, you just don't give a fuck, like, I think they're trying to say, like, you know, like,
you're not worried about the
Well, you are. You probably are worried, but, like, you just, like, you can't be stressed about.
You're more, what's the word? I was going to say more in tune with it.
Maybe.
Like, you're okay.
Yeah.
Like, if this was to happen, you know, you're aware that it might happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
No, you're just calm. Like, it's not. That's not the thing that's stressing you out anymore. You know, like you already thought about it with yourself. Mm-hmm. You talked about it, you know,
yeah.
in your head. And, like, you know, you can't do nothing. Well, you know you might be able to do something, but now you know what to do.
There you go.
It's like you figure it out and then.
Okay.
Hell yeah. It helps you.
For sure. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel that. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't really reword it. My vocabulary is not the best, man. English?
Play Wordle, bro.
I do.
Yeah.
That game actually, it makes your brain work out.
Right.
Hopefully we can get them to sponsor us.
Wordum. I mean, there's multiple apps, you know, you can get it.
But yeah, yeah. That one is the
best.
But
we need to find a fucking sponsorship.
Yeah.
Like,
but we need.
What do we use?
I think.
What could we get sponsored by?
Well, we can get sponsored by anything. Really.
Right.
Can.
But like, we need a.
Who are we to say we're not worthy enough, right?
Because where are we putting this? When are we putting this? Right? You know?
Yeah. Oh, like
how are we going to tell people about this?
Oh, shit. Word of mouth. Should we get stickers?
We should get stickers. Should we get shirts?
Fuck yeah. Shirts. We're at the. Like, we need to. First, we'll have to decide. We're talking business now on the podcast. But. We'll have to first figure out, because we're putting it on, like, everywhere, Apple, Spotify, all the podcast places.
And now we do video.
Yeah, if we do video, yeah.
Like the unboxing?
Yeah.
It's a clip.
A YouTube channel. YouTube, yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, we could start a Patreon, too.
Yeah.
Should we?
Like, we can do the clip of the unboxing on YouTube, and then this is Patreon.
Oh, like the videos?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. We can set it up like, ooh, yeah, we can.
Ooh.
You think we should do that, or we should do, because you know how some people, like Theo, you can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
But there's exclusive clips.
Yeah.
Where it's only on Patreon.
Yeah.
What do you think? So.
That. We want to talk about pussy and bitches and fucking drugs and fucking all this shit. This shit can be on YouTube.
Yeah.
So this is on Patreon.
You can, right?
No. Because if you talk about flat earth, oop, demonetized. We're fucked. If you say unvaccinated, if you say unvaccinated.
That you're vaccinated?
Yeah.
Oh, false information or whatever?
False information.
That's crazy, man.
COVID-19.
COVID. Fuck COVID.
Go do your research, guys.
Yeah, man. Believe what you want to believe, I guess.
Look at this shit.
Yeah, how is it? It's good.
This is too strong.
Really?
Strong.
Can I get a sip?
Yeah, go for it.
That shit's black.
Strong.
Bro. How it went from brown waves to black.
Strong.
Holy shit. What is that? Look, try mine. It's probably a little watered down.
Nitro cold brew.
Did yours have ice or not?
Oh shit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's watered down, but it's still pretty strong.
It melted.
Try that one. Let me know what you think. Yeah, go for the second. How is it?
It is watered down, but
yeah,
it's not strong. As strong, at least.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
It tastes really milky. But yeah, if that answers your question, that's how we were high.
So Patreon, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast.
Okay, let's talk about this. This would be a nice. What would you love to be sponsored by?
What would I love to be sponsored by?
Yeah,
I would love to be sponsored by
this podcast.
On it. Hell yeah!
What, they make clothes?
They make clothes. They make every. No. They make kettlebells. They make supplement.
Really?
Yeah, they got the Alpha Brain. Yeah. Use the discount code Joey Diaz.
They have Joey Diaz?
Bro, hell yeah. On it sponsors. You know, because it's Joe's company.
Ah, okay. On it?
Yeah. So, like, he sponsors all his friends. He sponsors Joey Diaz. He sponsors the Burt class.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang Forever. I don't know. But, yeah, for sure on it. What about you? Give me one. I'll give you one.
On it? They make supplements, you said? On it?
Yeah. Kettlebells and stuff. Clothing, like they have shirts and shit, apparel.
I think a drink, maybe like I'd say. Body Armor.
Liquid Death.
Oh, bro, they sponsor a lot of people. Yeah. Honestly, yeah, I would have to go with Liquid Death, man.
Black Rifle Coffee.
Yes, bro.
Coffee company.
If we had Black Rifle. That'd be dope,
bro,
man.
Go get your shirt, bro. We gotta start hanging shit back here.
Yeah, hang you shit know? Right here.
Yeah.
How do you think the video looks with the curtains open? You think it looks good or bad?
It might look a little bright, but like we can fix it later, guys. So this is just behind the scenes, first fucking shit.
Because we could close them here.
Yeah, and we can close them.
Yeah, like.
And then like.
Close that side real quick.
If y'all want to sponsor us, we can put y'all shirt back here.
Yeah, right.
We need a Helium Gracie.
Right here.
A professor could sponsor us.
Hell yeah, man. That'd be dope. I mean, sponsor is just any way, man. Like, shout out to him, first of all.
This is dope. You know, like, starting our journey here.
I'm trying to tell people to go to class.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. From work.
I'm going to try on the light real quick. Yeah. I'm going to try on the light real quick, but yeah, keep talking. I can hear what you're saying.
You want to bring people to class?
Oh, yeah. I keep telling people to come try it out.
Get choked out by me.
Not really get choked out by me, you know, but just like come train, learn some self defense.
Yeah.
Get fit.
Yeah.
Have fun. Meet new people.
Facts. I love people, bro.
Yeah.
I love people.
I feel like
I'm a people's person.
Jiu-jitsu has made me less.
How's the audio working? Is the headphones good or not?
Yeah.
I kind of hear static on mine. Keep going.
It's made me. Less, what would it be a word? Good word.
Tell me less anxious?
Less shy?
Okay. That's a good word, less shy?
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's made me more, I don't know.
More confident.
More confident, that's a good word.
Yeah, I love
confidence. Not the most confident person, but I'm definitely a little more
than
I was before.
Hell yeah, that's good.
You know?
Yeah. And the confidence comes from, what would it come from, you say?
Shit, like.
Like, how does this make you confident, you know?
I mean, just talking to people in really, really awkward situations, you know? Like, especially when they're on top of you. Like, they're like, what's up, bro? You know?
Yeah, yeah. You say hi to someone walking in.
Having people, like. In the most intimate, you know,
intimate.
It is, bro. Like, you're right here. Like, bro, like, I have sweat of other people, dripping on my mouth and shit, you know?
You had that before?
Yeah. It's not the best, but...
I've had a drop of sweat hit my fucking front tooth, man.
For real?
God, it felt like... I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
I was like... I kind of, you know, like... Yeah, I had to wipe my... Yeah. I wiped myself on my sleeve and went... You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, keep going, my bad.
You know, just, no, yeah. Intimacy. Shit, you know, it's just intimacy. Like,
yeah, because, I mean, bro, you're right on someone, right?
This is the closest shit, you know, like... Like, the best way you can get to know somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
By trying to kill them.
Trying to kill them and trying not to get killed.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, we're diving deep. Because I do see that. I see that.
I mean...
You get to see... To really know somebody? But, like, do you mean conversating-wise, like, while you're rolling? Or just the whole, like, part of going to class, seeing new people?
Yeah, just seeing new people, talking to people that you don't know, like, at all. And then... Couple minutes after, you're trying to kill each other.
Yeah. Oh, and then you talk about how they did on the roll, et cetera, this and that. Yeah, that's actually true. You think some of the people in the gym you would talk to if you weren't at that gym?
Probably not.
And, like, first of all, how would we even know? Like,
yeah.
We wouldn't see them because, you know, we wouldn't be at that gym, right?
Exactly.
But I guess me saying that would be like...
It's like, bro, when we go to LA Fitness, we don't talk to the people there.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of do. But not like that.
Yeah.
I've talked to them because it was like either with mutual friends. Mainly there are a lot of...
I'm saying like complete strangers. Because everybody here was a complete stranger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
And like...
You're only strangers once. Think about that.
Facts.
Hey, for y'all Patreon guys, he just hit me with the Leonardo DiCaprio pose with his drink. He went... That's what I saw when he did that right now. Yeah, so what are you saying?
Yeah, no.
That's true. Yeah, we wouldn't talk to people like... At the gym or maybe at a store.
Yeah.
Like, you're buying clothes at the mall or some shit.
I mean, yeah. I wouldn't do it, but...
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, at a gym, like...
Yeah, yeah. You know, just
you're working out with them, next to them. You're not, like, talking to them and shit.
Yeah. Exactly. But would you even... Would you say what up to someone? Like, a random nod? Like, a head nod? If they were to look at you?
But, like, I wouldn't fucking go work or do a set with them.
Go up to them. Like, yo, what's up, bro? What are you hitting?
Yeah, or like, hey, bro, let me go next. You know, like, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, so you would even say how much sets you have left to somebody?
Probably would. Maybe not.
Okay, you would just wait till they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part, for sure. I don't think a lot of people are... I don't think a lot. I think a lot of people don't like confrontation. Especially at the gym, you know?
And if you do like confrontation, bro, you're fucking psychopath, like, bro.
At the gym or in general?
In general, bro.
Really?
I think so. Confrontation? Like, trying to, like...
Oh, like start shit?
Start shit?
Oh, no, I mean, well, confrontation doesn't have to be a negative. I just meant, like, you're confronting somebody. Like, you're going up to them and be like, hey, what's up? What are you hitting?
That's confrontation,
today?
I guess.
You're just confronting. But confronting, I think greeting is a better word, right?
Greeting, okay. Yeah, I'm not opposed to greeting people.
Yeah, now I know what you mean about being a psychopath.
What's up, bro? You know? That's cool.
Yeah.
Or like,
because random stuff, whenever you see someone in public... Or, like, you're just walking. You're walking your dog or whatever it is. You see someone else walking towards you. You give them the little head nod.
Yeah,
or,
I do that.
Or what's up, you know?
For sure, I do that.
That's it. And then you just keep walking. But would you be like, how's your day today?
Yeah, no.
Like, oh, what's your name? You seem cool. Nice shoes. Would you compliment someone on, like, whatever they're wearing?
Maybe. If I really like it.
Yeah, like a Dragon Ball Z for sure. Yeah. In public? Maybe. Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, like at the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Before you do a drill.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, before you do a, like, you know, when we're doing rotations.
Yeah.
You know how you go against different people?
Yeah, yeah. All
you're always, like, you know, shake hands.
Yeah, you.
And you're, like,
you
what's
slap,
up, bro?
Slap, yeah,
you
slap and slap bump.
Bump. Yeah. Yeah. And you're, like, what's up, bro? Like, how's your day?
Yeah.
Or, what's up? How you been? You know, just ask them.
Yeah.
And you talk to them for at least 1 second, then y'all try to kill each other.
And that's it. Yeah.
And then fucking you're, like, oh, shake your roll, bro. And then they're, like, yeah. Good defense or good attacking, good fucking good pass, whatever. Yeah, yeah. You know, they tell you something and then, like, sometimes if there's time, you talk about what happened.
Yeah.
If not, if you just go ahead and then you go against somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then same shit.
Yeah. So they're already giving us that, like, that greeting in a way.
Yeah. I mean, after you go and talk to them again, like, the worst thing that could happen already happened. Like, y'all trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
So you just fucking, you know, you can talk about whatever.
Yeah, that is true. The worst thing that could happen.
Already happened.
Yeah, and it happened in an organized environment.
Yeah.
organized environment.
And maybe it's not the worst thing, because it could be worse, right? Like, he could, like, punch you and shit, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You already, like, went against him.
I think that's another part that people think would happen if they go to a jiu-jitsu place. Like, oh, what if they really want to hurt me? Yeah. I feel like some people would be scared. Were you scared that you might actually get hurt, like, our first day that we went?
Not really.
Were you nervous? Like, oh, shit, like, what if they actually break my arm or... You know,
I was more scared of having to talk to people that
you never talked to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really of what could happen.
Okay. Not really on what could happen.
No. What about you?
I was just nervous, just like being in a new place. You know, like somewhere I've never been. Yeah. I don't know. Like kind of the same thing. Like yeah. I don't know those people. What if they're not? I guess accepting.
Do you think it's way easier that we signed up at the same time? Than having to do it.
Oh, like by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, yourself. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'd say for sure. I'd say for sure because if you just go alone, like,
yeah.
You know, first, strength in numbers, right? Two more than one, yeah. I guess, you know? But, yeah, no, I think it was easier that we both went. And
yeah,
that,
it's funny because we're going to, like, in the jiu-jitsu world, we're considered brothers.
Yeah?
Everybody at the gym, you know? Well, not everybody, but most people are like, hey, what's your brother?
Oh, you me know? And you. Yeah. Oh, you and me, I mean. Yeah, they always
say, hey, where's your brother?
Yeah, where's your brother at? Hell yeah. That's dope. Yeah. That's true. I thought you meant brothers like we're all brothers at the gym.
Oh, that too.
I was
well,
like, oh.
At the gym, we're more like a big family.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
We're a big family.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's like a second home, right?
Yeah.
It's like a second home. You just talk about them, whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes you look forward to seeing, you know, certain people.
Hell yeah.
Or like, oh, this guy's not here today. Peter's not here. I was kind of hoping. Pete. Pete.
Knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think even Joe even talked about that. He was saying that sometimes he just looks forward just to seeing some friends there. He's like, oh, this guy wasn't here today. Hopefully mm-hmm. he'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
You get that, like, that family thing, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. No, but yeah, who says that a lot? Oh, Justin. Is it Justin or Dustin? The black dude, the Dustin. Colombian. Is Dustin? Or because I heard Chapo call him Justin.
What about Drew?
And his Instagram says, like, just he has like a name that starts with a J.
Damn, I don't know. Sorry,
I've been calling him Dustin, but
sorry, Justin.
Justin. Now he always says, "Hey, where's your brother?"
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Oh, he's running late. He'll be here in like maybe 30." He's like, "Oh, okay, yeah, but that's true."
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Who tells you like where's your brother?
Well, him for sure.
Yeah, him for sure.
I think Uncle Corey said it once.
Uncle Corey. I think Patrick told me.
Patrick,
tu hermano.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, long hair Patrick.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Long hair Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we signed up together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh shit, the brothers. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they even told me about Danny. Like, your sister? Where's your sister? I think once.
Oh, me?
No, me.
Oh, they really?
Told me, yeah.
Oh, where was your sister?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Ah, she at home.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not here today.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I want Danny to learn. That'd be pretty dope if I could have my sister learning.
Yeah. There's a nice school in jiu-jitsu in San Antonio.
Really?
Yeah. I forgot which one mm-hmm. or how I found out about it, but it was like I think a John Jacques Machado school.
Mm, okay. Hell yeah. I was going to look up on my phone. I mean, should we have a whole laptop right here?
Yeah. I have a laptop here too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Should I charge it?
Sure.
It has battery. No, it's okay.
If not, we use this one.
But
let me see. What was I gonna look up?
San Antonio.
Oh yeah, you wanna look? This is why we need someone else, because we need a stand with our mics. You think that'd be the next purchase?
Yeah, bro. Seth Rogen made a standing ice tray.
Huh?
Yeah.
Say it again. A standing ice tray.
Ashtray.
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 So you just go like this.
You just go.
Who?
Seth Rogen.
Really?
Yeah.
He made it?
Or he's sponsoring it. Oh,
oh shit.
Cookies, bro. Sponsored by Cookies. Y'all should. Yeah, that one. That one too. Be a dream sponsorship. Or Jungle Boys.
That'd be tough though. You know why?
Why?
We're in Texas.
Jungle Boys. They don't have to know.
What do you mean?
We're in Texas.
Wait, who's in Texas?
Exactly.
Do sponsors work like that?
I don't know.
But yeah, definitely, that'd be dope.
Bro, that'd be dope as fuck. Look, High Rollers, that's a dream competition for me. One day, hopefully.
Let's see if yours pops up here on Yelp on top 10 jiu-jitsu places. Look, first one, Rodrigo Pinheiro, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. The second one,
And these could be biased too, because you know, Yelp reviews.
Oh, that one, the Ohana Academy.
You heard of it?
A girl that used to go to my school trains there. She does MMA.
Really?
Yeah.
God, what a fucking beast. God. Battle Tactics Academy is another one. Look, Carlson Gracie, another Gracie brother. He's probably under Helio, right? Carlson.
Professor.
10th Planet. Oh, they have a 10th Planet.
Bro.
I should send Danny to 10th Planet.
You should send Danny to 10th Planet.
So I'd be a Gracie and Danny would be a 10th Planet. And then, you know, hopefully she trains while she's in school. Next mm-hmm. time she's on vacation, she comes here.
She whoops your ass.
Nah, like we just, right here, you see how we have this open space here?
Yeah.
I'm like, let's see what you learn, bitch.
This bitch is like, nah.
Oh, like her beat my ass?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not going to let that happen. If I have to sneak a punch in, I will, man. Yeah. I ain't losing. What the fuck is this? Team Shark BJJ, bro. Okay, so like the name's okay, but why put this photo as your business photo? For the Patreon guys, I know y'all see right now. We pop with the little screen like Jamie. So we're going to describe it to you, even for Patreon. Sorry about that, guys.
It's a guy, bald guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the next picture is the before picture, he's bald, has a tummy. And the after picture, he has a little bit of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And not as fat.
And not as fat. And then it says no six tummy. It says six weeks.
Six.
I can't talk. 6 weeks, there man. There you go. That's funny because I know damn well this does not even have to be 6 weeks. This can literally, well, I mean, for the hair, it has to be for sure. Because of the hair, right? So let's say the hair was, let's say he had the same amount of hair. He was still
that
bald.
Makes sense.
Because, bro, people do it all the time in the bodybuilding community. Yeah. They just take a shit. They're bloated. They drank whatever sodas, beers.
I mean, this, yeah.
This can happen within a day, like hours. Yeah. You take a shit.
Bro, the tits are almost the same size.
Yeah, it's just the stomach, right?
Yeah, he's just breathing in.
All right, guys, don't go to Team Shark BJJ. You heard it here.
It's only three stars anyways.
Yeah, and they probably paid for it too. Yeah. Dominion MMA. Look, you see, this is a better photo.
Yeah.
Bro, why you gotta show off your gains? We get it, bro.
Yeah.
And then 10th is RJC Machado Jiu-Jitsu. Was this the one you're talking about or not?
No, it was the first one. The third one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one you were going to tell me about.
Yeah, that one.
Swear to God.
Ohana Academy.
Okay. Okay. I'm assuming that's him and his son.
Go to the webpage, though.
Where is it at? Over here? Ohana. Sounds fucking... What the fuck? Oh, it says I'm leaving Yelp. Headquarters, West.
Go to San Antonio one?
No, these are four in San Antonio, I believe. Has to be which is the closest one. Northeast San Antonio, West. Let's just do headquarters. San Antonio shouldn't be that big. Okay, so sign up for your free intro class, yada, 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 this, that. They do MMA here, too?
Yeah.
Oh, so your friend goes here?
Well, she's not my friend, but she's...
Oh, this is place. Houston. They have one here in Houston, off of 45, I think.
Huh.
Shit, I looked at the wrong one. But that's she goes here? Oh, she's in San Antonio.
She goes to the San Antonio one.
Ah, okay. Hell yeah. Shit, I either send Danny there or 10th Planet.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I would say 10th Planet.
Yeah. Get some of the Eddie Bravo shit, huh?
Maybe she'll be a pothead.
Fuck. I'd rather her be a pothead and be deadly than, you know?
Not be a pothead and not be deadly.
Yeah. Nah, but that'd be dope if she can learn just so, you know, like self-defense and all that
shit. Do you know where her school is at?
She's going to go to Sam Houston. Let me see. Sam Houston. That's in San Antonio, right?
I think so. That's what she
no,
said last
No, that's
time.
Bullshit. Sam Houston's here. It's fucking Houston. It's in the name.
Then what's it called?
UTSA.
Oh.
She's going to UTSA because University of Texas at San Antonio. UTSA. She's going to UTSA. I got to fart, man. Not going to lie. But I'm not going to fart.
Go fart, Mike.
I'll try not to. Damn, they're like, yo, this man farts. We all fart, bro. I'm pretty sure even girls fart.
They do?
Yeah. You didn't know?
No.
Yeah, so she's going to UTSA.
Just go to Google Maps.
Yeah. It'll probably pop up right here, location. Oh, I guess not. Okay, sweet. UTSA location.
Oh, you're using DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, man. I ain't getting tracked today. Yeah, to get back to where you're saying, so San Antonio's right here. It's northwest. Oh no, it's northwest is where the school is at. The jiu-jitsu place. I'll type it in. What's it called? Ohana. Ohana Jiu-Jitsu, Sen, and remember my ex-friend who did Jiu-Jitsu?
The one you showed me?
Yeah, her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the brown belt girl.
What about her?
Nothing.
No.
No, I'm just messing. Okay, so her school is right here. Right here, so it's not that far.
What about 10th Planet?
Shit.
Just go to the maps.
Maps?
The where you were at for the piece.
Right here?
You just go to directions.
Okay. Oh, okay, and for sure. God.
Click here. Click on the school.
UTSA.
And then...
Right here?
Yeah.
UTSA.
10th Planet.
10th Planet. Okay, right here. Perfect. 26 minutes.
Oh, bro, that's not bad at all. Bro, I'm jealous.
Depending
I'm
on...
I'm gonna go to school.
Depending on where her... Her where she's gonna be living at.
Yeah.
She's gonna be living, I'm pretty sure, on this side, cause she was looking at some apartments. She was looking up at some apartments, man. Damn, bro, dude. She's growing up, man. Danny. That's crazy. I'm gonna have to go there every now and then just to check up on her, make sure she's not doing some stupid shit. You know?
DDSS.
What's DDSS?
Don't do stupid shit.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay, so this is 10th Planet, 30 minutes. And traffic over there, I don't think is that bad, like, compared to here.
Bro, what's this?
Oh, man. You put me on the spot. You want that?
What is it?
All right, so look.
Patreon members?
Patreon members. This shit looks delicious. It's packaged. My mom gets this at the conferences that she goes to. Okay. The NHF.
Marijuana? Oh.
Yeah, those.
The other ones.
The other ones. Yeah, yeah, we can't talk about that. So, yeah, they just give snacks, and they give a whole bunch of shit, man.
Yeah.
But you want to do the pleasure of opening it? I mean, you want the whole thing? You
don't
want
mind
half?
Me if I do.
You want the whole thing, or you want half?
Okay, you have.
All right, because that's the only one. So I was like, you know, but I've had one of those at work, bro. So open it up, take a bite, and then you'll find out what it is soon.
I'm telling you.
You know, it's
I got the munchies.
You do you? Are you still pretty? Are you in effects right now or not?
Yeah,
I don't even think that did anything to me.
I hit it again.
I want to check. What's it called? I might have to.
Yeah, go for it.
Should we record?
What?
Oh, because I wanted to see where Mother was at. Mama Bear.
Oh, okay.
I'd have to stop recording, though. Yeah, should I stop or not?
Yeah.
Yeah? We just keep one? Okay, let me record you eating it, though, if that's okay. Here, Patreon members, you get a good... Okay.
For real? It's that good?
Yeah. Just okay. Let's take a bite, and then let me see after it. Now, let me see it. Let me see the thing. What is it? What do you think that is? How does it taste, first of all? You kind of have to talk in the mic a little bit.
It's a fucking Oreo, bro.
Mm-hmm. But what else?
Dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, bro. With fucking sprinkles.
Bro. That's crazy.
You got to take two more bites, so it's half-half. You're like, yes, sir.
Bro.
All right, I'm going to stop recording this so I can see a location real quick. But, yeah, guys, so he's over here. Bro, it's literally... You can take another bite, bro. I'll take a quarter. Don't worry. Nah, take another. It's too much chocolate for me. Take a bite. I'll eat a quarter of it.
You to Carlitos.
He doesn't eat chocolate. No, for real, take another bite.
Bro, no.
Take another bite.
Bro, it's good as fuck.
Bro, that's a fucking Oreo dipped in chocolate with sprinkles. I've never seen that shit in my whole life. And now the Patreon guys have. So, yes, sir. It's pretty good.
Yeah, people are going to say this is something else, yeah.
Well, yeah, they're on to something. You know, it's... probably bad in calories when it doesn't have the calories. I don't even know if they can't sell it. I know that, so that's why they give it at the conferences. Because if they sell it, it has to be the FDA and all this bullshit, right? Could be weed in there. You don't know,
right?
That's why people keep coming back to the conferences.
It stops the hemophilia, right?
Probably, man. Probably. Let me look up Ohana. What's it called?
Yeah, Ohana.
Ohana
Academy.
Academy. There's two of them. I picked this one. This one probably closer. Ooh. Look. 18 minutes.
What about Ohana to 10th Planet? How far are they from each other?
Probably like 15 minutes. Well, this one's closer. So that one has to be this. They're like probably 10 minutes away. So you want me to do that?
Yeah. Just click the X. Yeah.
10th Planet. 20 minutes. Yeah, so it's because her school is right here.
Oh, okay.
So it was like half.
So she might want to go to that one?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if she'll want to do BJJ in general.
I mean, she said yeah.
Yeah?
Remember? But she was like, oh, but I'm about to leave to school, so.
Nah, it wasn't that. She was saying, but I'd probably be really busy with school. Like, not even college, like school, like
right now. No, but she was talking about the one here. We were like, oh, well, you can get another school over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She could get another school.
Not get another, well, like, jiu-jitsu school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. So, I mean, it'll be pretty dope, you know, having Danny. Sometimes I want to, like, show her some shit, like, hey.
I thought you were going to say, sometimes I want to choke her and shit.
No, I want to show her some, like, stuff that I learned. Or something that I think would benefit her, like, you know, like whenever we learn the sweep, where you're on, I'm on the floor, right? I'm on my back, mm-hmm. You're on top. I have my feet on your hips, and I hook one foot. I hook my opposite foot on your knee, behind your knee, and then with the other foot I have on your hip, I push as I pull.
Oh,
with
the push pull.
Yeah, push pull. Yeah, that one. So the push pull, I wanted to show her that just in case of like whatever reason, you know. She needed to defend herself. She's on the floor. Someone's trying to attack her. Whatever. Hits him with the push pull. Fuck. And then dip. You know?
And dip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah. Literally run. So.
Run.
It'll be dope if she could just learn, you know, the whole thing. Like, kind of what we learned already.
Yeah. Especially in San Antonio, bro. Well, Texas in general, I think.
Think San Antonio's bad or what?
I think so. Supposedly, it's really dangerous.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if you go to the boardwalk or the riverwalk.
Really?
Yeah. It's really dangerous there, supposedly.
How?
Supposedly they say that's where the most kidnappings happen and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
God, fuck. That's crazy. What the fuck? Yeah.
Fuck, like, man. The most human trafficking.
I'm gonna have to have her open carry a fucking AR, yeah, bro.
For sure.
She's already bro. Oh man, I'm a horrible brother. I told her I was gonna buy her first gun at 18.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't bought her gun.
Well, now it's a going away present.
Yeah. I should probably call her, be like, hey, where you at? Where the fuck she? Oh, she went to Austin.
Today?
Should I call her right now and tell her that I'm gonna buy her a gun?
Why?
Surprise her. I promise. This is your shotgun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get her a shotgun though.
That'd a pistol, no?
She technically could have it here in the house.
But when she goes over there?
I think in her car she can, but she can't because it's your property still, right?
Yeah.
So it's technically your house. Oh, you could have it in your apartment for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
But then if she was to use it in whatever scenario, they would be like, how did you obtain this?
But it's a gift.
It's a gift, yeah. So she can still have it. She just can't have it, like, carrying out.
They gave Joe Rogan a pistol live on Earth. Or a fucking AR live on the show, I mean.
They gave it to him live?
Yeah. They were like, this is yours now. He's like, we can do this in Texas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I could give you a gun right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
you want to show your guns? Probably not, right?
Probably not right now. Yeah. Not right now. Probably a different episode.
Probably a different
episode. Once we're sponsored by Black Rifle.
Yeah. There you go. Guys.
Yeah, man.
No, there's no more camera over there.
Yeah, fuck. I got rid of the angle. I'm sorry, man. Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I was saying if I should call her. Because I did tell her I was going to buy her. And I was like, would you be against me buying you a gun? She's like, nah. And I was like, what type of gun would you want? She's like, I don't know. I was like,
yeah, fuck it. Call her. First guess.
Yeah, first guess. Or first, oh, look, it says your package will be delivered today.
Bro, I told you.
In 2 hours, I'll have my Fitbit. I'm going to go for a run. See if a bitch works, you know? See if it works. Yeah, let me go ahead and call her. She's in Austin with her boyfriend, her boyfriend's brother, and then I think some of her friends are there. I think they probably went to... I told her to go to the river. Oh, I wanted to call her regardless to see if she goes...
Hello?
Hey, Danny.
What's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you're on air right now. You're on the podcast. You want to say anything?
I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Just wanted to let you know for legal reasons. Hey, are y'all going to San Marcos, by any chance, or
nah?
Oh, okay. I was gonna say if you go to the outlets, if you can get me some heat at North Face.
Bro, why would I go to the outlets?
It's only, bro. They have cheap, good clothes. Like cheap price, but really good clothes.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going. Bro, I got so sunburned. It's, like, fucking gross.
Oh, my God. What's it called? Are y'all finished? Y'all went to the river or what?
We went to a baseball game, but the Texas is beating the other team really bad, so we just left.
Oh, damn. 7-0. Did you want to go see the Rangers or what?
No, bro. Texas. Like, Texas, University of Texas. Like, UT.
Oh, okay. UT, okay.
Versus who?
Yeah, the Rangers are in Dallas, had asked.
Oh, shit. Yeah. There you go. Exposing me.
Bro, that's MLB.
What I was gonna say, if I was gonna say, if you wanted me to buy you a, remember how I told you when you turned 18 I was gonna buy you a gun?
Yeah.
What do you want me to buy you?
I guess a handgun.
You want a handgun?
Yeah.
Okay. You could also take it to your dorm. Well, I don't know about not the dorm, but the apartments.
Yeah, no, I have it in my apartment.
Okay, cool.
And a case though.
Yeah, a lock for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess one day we can go to the store, cause if someone told me about they'll buy me a gun on my birthday, shit, I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. What pistol you think? You got that Glock energy or what?
Yeah, I do.
Danny's crazy, bro. Real. She shoots good. Well, all right, Danny. Well.
Tell her about the jiu-jitsu school.
Are y'all coming back or not?
No, not yet. I'm coming back like at 9.
Okay. Hey, what's it called? Do you think you'll probably do jiu-jitsu 26. Later on?
When though?
I don't know, cause you know how you're going to San Antonio. I was literally looking up like two good gyms over there.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh shit. Let me cut that out real quick. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll give you a call later then.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All
right.
Bye.
That's funny. I'll put the time.
Yeah. Write the time. I'm gonna have to cut that, huh? We're still recording. We're at a minute
131.
So I'd have to look at like between that.
We're back.
Hold up. I should just cut it right now, no?
Yeah, bro. So it was fucking crazy though. Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, no, definitely, man.
Yeah.
Wild stuff. Hopefully, you know, she'll learn it. I don't know. See how it is or not. But jiu-jitsu, recommend it or not?
100%. 100%.
Nice. To everyone or just like certain people who are like working out / active, or you think anyone can do it?
What do you think? I think anybody can train, but I don't know if it or anybody can sign up for sure.
Okay, but is it for everybody? Like my brother has a bleeding disorder. Would you recommend him?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it for blind people.
Nah, but there's some.
Yeah, there's some good people. Never mind.
Hit.
Yeah, actually.
Would you recommend Carlitos with his, you know the disorder he has, the hemophilia? Would you recommend him? Yeah, bro, go roll, go learn. I wouldn't, because, bro, we get bruised. Like, I have a bruise on my forearm.
I don't know how bad he has it.
He has mild, but, bro, just doing, even drilling, like, you fall. If you don't know how to fall, first of all, you know?
Mm.
That's why I remember sometimes I told you my long guys hurt.
Yeah.
I told him my love handles hurt from getting sweeped.
Maybe not then.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Besides medical?
Yeah.
What, like, anyone, like, an overweight person, would you tell him?
Yeah.
An example. We're going to throw one of our friends under the bus.
Who?
Ahmed.
Oh. Him.
The way you said him. Would you recommend Ahmed to do it?
Of course. We've been telling him.
Yeah.
You know, to go. And he don't want to.
And the only reason I use him, not like throwing, you know, Shane. I mean, he knows he's big.
He knows he's big.
Yeah. He's like, You know, I told him, I was like, bro, we've told him tons of times. Come out, bro. Do a free class with us.
You know, it's like we said last episode. We can eat all anytime.
Us?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like food-wise?
Yeah. Okay. We're always hungry.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know?
But sometimes we stop ourselves from going and eating.
Yeah, definitely.
Ahmed doesn't have that yet.
Okay.
You know?
The limiter.
Yeah, the saying no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Saying no.
To food.
Food.
He'll say no to other shit.
To working out,
doing other stuff,
jiu-jitsu with his two friends.
Yeah. You know.
But no to, well, he'll never say no to food.
Facts.
Yeah.
He says, and I quote, "I'm always hungry.
Damn,
I can always eat. I love food.
I love food too, man. Yeah. I'm that way. But yeah, I mean, I guess we have the limit, because if you eat too much of bad stuff, you know, it's not good, right?
Yeah. And yeah.
Would you recommend, okay, so to get back to the question, everybody?
I would recommend Ahmed to do jiu-jitsu, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Nah, because, you know, or just anyone with, like, a certain bleeding like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If, like, if someone's blind, they can still roll.
I would tell them to go run or do something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
But running also tires the joints if you've run wrong.
Well, yeah, but...
Because people who do running, they have shin splints.
Well, tell them to go walk.
Yeah, go for a walk, right.
And then, like, in a couple of months, you'll be better at walking. Yeah. You can try some light jogging.
Or walking fast.
Yeah, you know? There you go. And then a couple months after that, you can start...
Start what?
Moving a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
Do the elliptical.
Oh yeah, yeah. He likes the elliptical. There's no impact on that at all.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember saying earlier in the podcast I need to do the elliptical, so I'm gonna do the elliptical today.
Yeah.
I forgot for what reason.
The Fitbit.
Oh yes, bro. Thank you. Yeah. For the Fitbit. It comes in like 30-45 minutes. Well, it says 5 to 6, but hopefully yeah. it comes at 5, right?
Yeah.
If not, calling Jeff Bezos where my package at.
Bitch.
For real. Oh, so since it's the same day delivery as those people in the car, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Like their own car. That's what I mean.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I've most seen some people. Yeah. I've seen someone come out of a car. I'm like, what the hell? And he's like walking out of like away from my house. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I look at my Amazon. It says delivered. I'm like, oh. And I look outside. It was the Amazon dude.
But
like,
I'm going to shoot a guy.
I don't know if I shoot right away, but just see what the fuck happened. Yeah. Maybe. You know.
He was close to getting shot. He got aimed at, for sure.
Oh, not even think I had my gun near me, man, honestly.
Sure.
I could have ran to the room or whatever. But, yeah, so just anyone without, like, a medical thing. Yeah, bro, do jiu-jitsu.
You'll have fun.
Uh-huh.
If you're in Houston, go to Hidden Gracie at Energy Corridor.
Uh-huh.
West Houston.
Yes, sir. West Houston. And it's his name is Hillian, but in Portuguese, the R's are pronounced with an H. So look up Rillian, R-I-L-I-O-N, Gracie. West Houston. Look that up. Like I said again.
Houston, Texas, 77077.
Okay. Hell yeah. Do you want to give him a phone number?
Yeah,
it should be on the business page.
The website.
Okay.
It is 713-257-3460. Hit him up. Tell him the No Name Podcast sent you.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. Patino the Latino. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Emmy the Mexicano.
Emmy the Mexicano.
You know?
Emmy the Remy.
There you go. You can go to R I. Fuck.
That's R I.
R I L I O N Gracie West Houston TX.com. To sign up for every class.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let them know that we sent you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So everyone go do jiu-jitsu. You'll like it. You'll improve physically, mentally, in a lot of aspects. You'll have
more friends.
Yeah, you'll have more friends. You'll feel welcomed in a place for once.
In jiu-jitsu class and inside of jiu-jitsu.
You'll have friends on the mat and off the mat, right?
Facts.
Yeah, one of our good friends who we hung out, probably the first friend we hung out off of the mats, was Michael.
Michael? Umar?
Umar first, yeah. I forgot. Umar, yeah. Hell yeah. Shout out to boy Umar, man. Yeah, he's definitely one of the... I miss that guy. I think it's the end of Ramadan today, so Eid Mubarak to all my Muslim
shout
guys
out.
And
shout
girls
out.
Out there. Hell yeah. Shout out to y'all. I actually tried a day of fasting. It wasn't that bad. It was a lot of mental, you know. We even rode that day, too.
Yeah.
Right when I got in the car, I was damn.
Easter.
Like, Easter Sunday. I saw a big-ass water in my truck. I was like, damn, that looks good. But no. Well, yeah, I broke my fast the traditional way. I had some dates. Yes, sir. Then I had a steak, some rice.
A couple weeks after you had a date.
A couple weeks after?
Never mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that one. It was a coffee thing. It was something light. Yeah. But yeah, man. So, yeah, shout out to Muslim guys and gals. Y'all are dope. I felt really welcome in their mosque. I actually went to the mosque, which is funny.
Have you started reading the
Not
Quran?
Funny. Not funny. I don't mean to say funny, but like...
It was funny seeing you there. Or
no, not even seeing me there. Like, I said it's funny because like a Mexican dude, you know?
Yeah.
I guess, right? You said if I started reading it?
Yeah.
I haven't opened it yet, man. I need to. I need to read that. I need to read the Bible, read both of them, see what's up, you know?
Facts.
But yeah, Eid Mubarak, guys. You know? What was I going to say? Salam alaikum. There you go. Salam alaikum. Yes, sir.
I don't know any.
Any Arabic?
Yeah.
Besides Habibi?
Yeah, Habibi.
Yeah, I can't wait for my Fitbit to come in, man. I'm going to be so happy. Yeah, I'm going to be so happy, man. But I'm going to wear that when I roll. I'm going to wear that just to see if it works when I do the elliptical later today. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to bring up on the podcast?
Just stay tuned for the next episode, really. Okay. You know.
Hell yeah.
We're coming back stronger than ever.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Choking people out.
Literally stronger than ever.
We're choking your ears and choking your brain.
Damn. Choking your ears and brain. That sounds savage.
Thanks for listening. This was a pretty lengthy episode, mm-hmm. which is good.
Getting back on track like before.
Getting back on track. Mm-hmm. Last episode, like we said, it was just
like 20-30 minutes. We had to go be mechanics. And the Patreon mechanics. Members got to saw us in the action.
Facts. I still, yep.
See, they already have video content. Yeah. Not even on the first official episode. You're just a little trailer.
Yeah.
And damn. See, but content's worth it, guys.
It is. Thanks for the support.
How much should it be a month?
Shout out.
What are we charging a month?
Like $5?
Yeah.
$3? I don't know.
$4.99.
We'll see. We'll have tiers.
Tiers? Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Imagine what the tiers come with. Yeah, man. Hey,
y'all gotta stay tuned.
Y'all are gonna love it for sure, though. Nevertheless, you wanna plug in anything before we finish up?
No, bro. I think I'm
good. You wanna plug in your Instagram, your TikTok, your.
I don't have TikTok, but I mean, I do, but I don't. You know.
Okay.
Follow me at 98Emiliano_301. What about you, bro?
Yeah, and send them, you know, some stickers.
Yeah.
Some stickers, some messages. Let us know if there's any ideas that you want to see on the podcast or any topics in particular.
I'll try to post more TikToks on my... On yours. Let me know what you'll think about my videos.
Yeah,
like this one?
Those shits are funny, bro. Let me see. Hold up. Oh, my God. That's fucked up, bro. No. Did he break her neck?
Her back, bro.
You swear to God it broke? You think it broke? What do you say? What do you say? Is that a chiropractor?
Bro.
What do you say?
Like, have you ever had an injury as a girl
mm-hmm.
when you were little?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why her back fucked. Not because this nigga just broke it.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
fucking it was when she fell as a little baby.
No, you got some funny shit on here, though, for real. That's some funny stuff, man. There's a lot of funny stuff here. How do you find this stuff?
Bro, just random TikTok algorithm.
Hell yeah, I feel that.
This one's fun. Show me the waves.
Oh, that one's fucked up. Yeah, I've seen that shit. Yeah, I'm going to plug in mine real quick too. So mine is on Instagram at Patino Ames. PatinoAmes. Shoot me a message. Shoot him a message, you know. Let us know what you want to see, what you want to hear about, and yeah. And also, go follow our academy that we go to, Hillian Gracie Energy Corridor. It's on Instagram. It's RILION Gracie Energy Corridor. Type that in.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, do that. And then, yeah, we hope to see you guys on the mat and off the mat, you know? And
yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. Don't test us.
Exactly.
Don't test us.
Yeah. Because
then you're going to get choked out.
You don't want to see the skills. You don't want to get on the ground on target.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A target, yeah.
All right, guys. Well,
we'll catch y'all later. Thank you again. And train by day.
Mm-hmm.
Train by night. Train by day. I don't know, bro.
All right.
Good shit. Bye-bye.